All in the ring, we back with another video. I go by the name of Celtic Producer. We got Doughboy Bush. And today we are continuing our preview of each NBA team. Today we are talking about the Los Angeles Clippers. If this is your first time to the channel, please hit that sub button, like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you think about today's topic. You know what I'm saying? We would love your insight. We would love the engagement. So, the Los Angeles Clippers, the big addition. A couple of big additions. Bradley Beal, John Collins. I really like what they did. Also, Brook Lopez. So they added three good quality guys in this roster, to a team. Sure, and Chris Paul as your backup point guard. So, to a team that won 50 games last year. And I feel like now that we're just kind of talking about, you know, some of these additions, I feel like did they quietly have the best offseason for a team that was like already like 50 wins and up? Like, I mean, as far as additions, you know what I mean? Because most of those teams that we saw, you know, in that, you know, 50 wins and up or 1-4, 1-5 teams, pretty much they're running it back. They added good quality dudes.
They sure did.
I know Chris Paul's older, but he's still productive. Again, we talked about John Collins. I love that move for them. He's actually
I do too as now. Well.
We're watching the Warriors and Clippers as we do this video. What are your thoughts on the Clippers this upcoming season? Expectations. I like them, bro. Me too.
I like them. They're
it's funny. I like both LA teams this year. Like
I do too as well. And the crazy part about it is that when I was watching some of the game earlier between these two that are on right now, them and the Warriors are two of the oldest teams in the league right now, age wise. But you wouldn't have thought that though, you know. But I do like the addition. You bring Chris Paul back to go ahead and retire a Clipper and to actually run your second unit as a point guard, which is tremendous when you go ahead and get somebody like that because he still plays at a high level.
Yes.
And his IQ is crazy. You brought in Bradley Beal. You can go ahead and see what you can go ahead and get out of him. Mm. Another veteran player that wants you to go ahead and be, you know, the head honcho of a team at one point.
$53 million.
I know, crazy.
$53 million buckaroos for Bradley Beal this season. Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. John Collins, you know, I feel like that was a great, great pickup for them. You know, somebody can stretch the floor, you know, can shoot, can rebound, can run the floor with you. So that kind of got them younger, you know. And I think what them letting Paul George, I guess, go ahead and walk, you got something back in return, you know, the next year in the trade. So I feel like that was a good piece. Now, my two, how can I say this? My two guys who we really need to go ahead and figure out, can they stay healthy and will they be able to go ahead and lead the team is James Harden and Kawhi Leonard.
Fair.
Can we get Kawhi Leonard to play
a full season?
You know, at least close to a full season because we haven't had that in God knows how long. We've seen the scandal that's going on. We don't know how true it is, but we've seen that. He's been playing so far.
Yeah.
But can you get him to actually play and stay healthy for the duration of the season? Can James Harden, you know, still play at a high level and continue to help out? Because if you don't get it done with this team this year,
it's over.
You might want to start looking at some at either moving one or the other. You either go move Kawhi Leonard or are you gonna move James Harden?
Well, here's the thing, right? If you don't get it done this year, you're probably moving both of them. James Harden is 36 years old, and Kawhi Leonard is gonna be 35 years old. Bradley Beal is an old 32, you know, with that body. And he's making, like I said, he's making $53 million this year. Kawhi Leonard at 50 and James Harden at about 40. So those are your three guys you're banking on. Bradley Beal's not even playing tonight. The season just started. Why aren't you playing? You see what I'm saying? Like he played like the last few games, but tonight he's not playing. I want to say they said like injury management or something like that. But
okay.
Yeah, you know. Damn. I don't. Now that I'm looking,
when you look at this roster, man, you don't really have.
Well, again, I mean,
Miller, Kobe, Brown.
I like the roster because here's the thing: they're only going about eight deep, maybe nine at the most. You have Brook Lopez off your bench. You have Chris Dunn off your bench, who's very serviceable. You have Chris Paul, and you have Bogey. off your bench.
Bogey, yep.
Nicholas Batum, yep. He still, you know, gets run.
He's still there. Does he start?
No, he does not start.
Don't he start? I'm sorry. Okay.
You know, Ty Lue still likes him, and he still gets tick. So, I mean, as far as a bench, their bench is old. I'll say that. When you got Lopez, Chris Paul, Batum, mm-hmm. even Bogey, 33.
Yeah.
He's getting up there now. So your bench is a little old, but they're experienced. Mm-hmm. So that could work in your favor.
Yes.
Now, again, going back to what you just said, I do feel like health is a major factor for this team because, you know, you got a couple guys that are, you know, injury prone now, and they make a whole lot of money. And if you don't have those guys ready to go, you know, in the playoffs, and I think that's where they're kind mm-hmm. of – this team is, to me, when I look at the roster, like, okay, y'all are trying to win a championship. Like y'all are trying to get into the playoffs,
right,
and make a run and win a championship. In order,
well, like I told you beforehand, I mean they have to do this. Mm-hmm. Looking at this roster right now, the way they built it over the summer was to win
now.
Right now, mm-hmm. currently. And my thing is that even when you watch them, you know they're on TV right now, and it's just sometimes you look at them, they put in sometimes a lackadaisical effort, and you're just like, bro, you guys are too good of a team to be getting beat by some of these teams. Now, granted, they're playing Golden State right now, you know, and Golden State's been playing relatively good through these first four games, but this roster is in win-now mode.
Yes.
And it's, I'm going to go ahead and try to get to the championship. Mm-hmm. Now, if you got to do load management with a couple of these players and put some DNP, you know, DCs, then cool. Do what you got to go ahead and do. But my thing, looking at them last year, they finished at 50-32. And they finished, what, fifth?
Fifth in the West.
Bro, you got to bring that up.
Well, you know what I mean? Well, here's the thing. But what's crazy is last season, the 2024-2025 NBA season, number two had 52 wins and number eight had 48. That was only a four-game difference between two crazy and eight. You know what I'm saying? So... I mean,
that West is packed.
That's crazy. And like, you know, somebody might look at the Grizzlies and be like, oh, they were trash. Like, well, not really. They won 48 games. No. Winning about 50 and games is pretty damn good.
And just think if Jai would have stayed healthy through majority of that,
you know what I mean?
Season as well.
But, you know, been a little bit more but different. In regards to the Clippers, I mean, they were right there. They could have been a couple games. They'd have been second mm-hmm. in the West. So it's like, you know, that goes to show that they're a really good team. Again, I just feel like, but here's the thing, right? So going back to what I was just saying a little bit ago, this team going for a championship, mm-hmm. James Harden. I feel like every time the playoffs hit, we don't see the James Harden that we are accustomed to seeing during the NBA season, right? And I know he's not the same guy from Houston. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about his productivity of where he's at now.
He has slipped down.
Because even like right now, say James averages 22 and like 8 assists. We get to the playoffs, he's not even doing that.
He drops down to 17, 18.
Yeah, and maybe the 5 assists, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, he's, you know, it's like, what happens in the playoffs with James Harden? I don't know if it's a mental thing at this point, but again, I do like Chris Paul as a backup. You know, again, he's 40 years old, but
you gotta love that, but he still plays at a high level.
His IQ is so high.
His IQ is crazy.
He's never been the crazy athletic point, like, you know, so that was never his game anyway. You know, so I do like that Zubac. What's funny about Zubac is today, it kind of looked like they were running their offense through him a lot, and I was like,
they sure were.
I like that
the first half.
I like that too much, but
I mean, if you run it through him, you're looking at basically opening up your perimeter.
Okay, well that makes sense.
So that's probably what they're trying to do. They're trying to play from out, you know, inside out.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like.
Yeah.
From what I've been seeing from the first half, or you know, for the first three quarters, I was watching this game, and then the last game I had watched, you know, the last two games I actually seen, it looks like it's been going through him first.
Yes.
To be either the facilitator or the scorer, and then getting the other guys, you know, involved later on, but. You know, going through Zubac, that's not a bad option to run your offense through. You don't have to say, hey, man,
especially
you know what,
against
you're going to need a focal point.
Like right, this, like small teams,
state, you know, small teams, you know. So, no, you know, but if you go ahead and help us out down the low block, get some guys in some foul trouble, or you have some, you know, good little spot up shots, or you're able to get some good layups or some dunks, it's going to open it up for
Kawhi. Because now you have to account for him and his post scoring and his presence down there. It's like, okay, you double team him. All right. So, but that's where Zubac, you got to become a better passer. You got to realize you got to pick quickly where that double team's coming from and find mm-hmm. your open man. If they can do that consistently, You know, and if they can hit that outside shot, Bradley Beal, can you come back and start hitting consistently? James Harden.
Well, you know, I think this is the reason why they went to go ahead.
Well, and I would hope so.
A Brook Lopez, because Brook,
well, him
can
too.
Shoot
him too,
and he can pass
yeah.
the ball.
Yeah,
you know, he's a good. He's a center that can go ahead and pass. He's known for passing. And he's known for knocking down shots. So for him, you bring him in there for that as well.
Yeah.
So maybe some of that can go ahead and rub off on Zubac to help him out and get him more alert on. You know, okay, let me go ahead and get you know ball out quick and see who's open and get it over to him.
Yeah,
but all in all, like I said, I like the way this team is. You know, you got a little bit of young cats in here. I don't know how much playing time they're really going to go ahead and get. You know, probably not much. You know, I don't think Tyrone is going to go ahead. You know, Tyrone Lue is going to go ahead and do something.
Somebody's
like
that at, like, you know, across the course of this like, NBA what, season, Cam, across Cam the course Christie? Of this NBA season, somebody's going to start getting ticked because somebody's going to get hurt.
Hurt? Oh yeah.
Somebody's going to be out, and you know, I think that's where you know, I don't know who these got. You got Jordan Miller, 25 years old, 6'5", 194 from Miami. Cam Christie, who's Christie's what's his name? Christie from Dallas used to be on the Lakers. Max Christie, that's his brother.
Max Christie. Brother, yeah.
20 years old, 6'5", 190, Minnesota. So
Kobe Brown.
You're gonna have to, you know, probably find one of those guys and see if you can get some production out of them. Because I remember they used to always play like Amir Coffee. They would always play. Yes. I think he's gone. Yeah, he's gone now. But guys like that, they would kind of bring in and plug in like when like Kawhi was out. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
At some yep. point, somebody's gonna have to play. I don't know if they're gonna, you know, have to get a free agent or pick somebody up, but as of right now, that
I think they're going to run with this team. I think they're going to probably run with this team the whole way, unless something drastically happens yeah. to where, you know, injuries are kicking their butt, or they're just not pulling together wins, and they're at that bottom half of the Western Conference. Then, yeah, you know, it might be some changes coming along the board. But right now, I think that with the pieces they added during the offseason, with you know signing and trading for a couple of players, I do think that they're going to go ahead and run with this team, and then see where it goes from there. And like I told you, my take on this, man, it's championship or bust.
Like I said, yeah, I was going to say, with all that said, I feel like this team can compete. I feel like they're right yes, in the mix. Sir. Like, as far as when we're talking yes. about teams and competing for a championship, I think you got to throw the Clippers name out there. I think they're right there with the Nuggets, Lakers, mm-hmm. Rockets, Thunder. You know,
yeah, I agree.
And some of these teams are going to beat up on each other and knock somebody out in the first round. You know what I mean? So, I feel like they're contenders. I feel like they can do it.
If
they stay healthy and if James Harden can be consistent in the playoffs, I think they can contend for a championship.
Well, him and Kawhi. You got to get Kawhi, too. I don't know if Kawhi can still play the same defense as he once was, you know, when he was known as a defensive stopper.
The thing about Kawhi, though, when he plays, you're going to get something out of him. Whether it's scoring, definitely. Rebounding, like he could do a lot, and like I don't worry about him when he's playing. The thing is, can he stay healthy? You know what I'm saying? So
stay healthy, right?
Sure. You know, not a bad roster, older, but I feel like they can compete in the Western Conference.
Right there with
so,
you.
On and on rim, that is our take on the Los Angeles Clippers for this upcoming season. Please like, comment, subscribe. Like I always tell y'all. Check us out on your podcast apps and your podcast outlets. Search All Net No Rim. You can follow us, and you can check out this pod on there, and as well as everything else that we upload on the channel. And yeah, man, so we're going to get back at y'all with the next team. Until then, we're up out of here, man. Peace.